Bonneville, the MD of Bonneville aims to create more efficiency in the seniors' transportation grant process by taking over management of the program. The decision was made at the July 9 regular council meeting, and the newly adopted seniors' transportation grant program policy will come into effect August 1. The grant program provides financial assistance to seniors living in the MD who must travel out of the region for medical appointments and procedures. The MD has allocated funds for this program for a number of years, while FCSS has administered the program. The transition of the program administration will cut back on red tape and increase the efficiency in providing payments, according to information from the MD of Bonneville. During the July 9 council meeting, CAO Al Hagen informed council about the nature of the policy change. The grant policy that's in front of you is virtually identical to the one that was rescinded 6 or 8 months ago. The revisions are just to pull the FCSS names and titles out of it and to focus it on the municipality. In 2024, the MD Council has allocated $50,000 towards the Seniors Transportation Grant. In the past, this grant was managed by the Bonneville and District FCSS and payments were made to the applicants through FCSS. Recently, there have been changes to Bonneville and District FCSS and administration believes the program may be better served through in-house management, continued Hagen. Count. Ben Fadiev received clarification from Hagen that this policy would include the entire MD, including Ward 5 and 6, previously managed by Cold Lake FCSS. Count. Mike Kraviak reported a rate increase decided at an FCSS meeting with the town of Bonneville. A trip of at least 150 km shall be reimbursed at a rate of 30 cents per kilometer. We did pass that before, so I'd like to make that amendment and then the rest is the same. Count. Don Slipchuk said he had received comments in the past about long wait periods for reimbursement. Slipchuk expressed his belief that the MD administration staff will be able to do an excellent job delivering the program. Reception staff at the front will handle the incoming applicants. I imagine we're probably a 30-day window in terms of the actual payments. I don't see this being dragged out for 2 or 3 months, explained Hagen. The policy does require that the applicant submit their request 30 days from the date of travel, so any delay would at that point be on the applicant and not on staff, added the SAO.